Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Tuesday, February 20th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Houthi attacks, Oakland crime, the silver tsunami, and a hero mother. It's all coming up. Then Bill is going to be here with your message of the day. But first, the Houthis in Yemen have sunk, which is really Iran, sunk a British ship in the Red Sea. This is the first ship that they have sunk. No reported casualties. The ship apparently was carrying ammonia. The Houthis in Yemen also claim they attacked two American ships, American military ships, in the Gulf of Aden. This is the part right before you get into the Red Sea. Apparently, these two ships were attacked with unmanned underwater vessels. So drones in the water, first time they've been used that we know of. Meanwhile, a U.S. drone crashed in Yemen. Also, new reports that there could be an attack by the Houthis on British underwater internet cables. The NBA All-Star Game was on Sunday night. The score was 211 to 186. Defense very optional. But the game was in Indianapolis. Next year's game is going to be in San Francisco. And Charles Barkley said you can't even walk around San Francisco due to all the homeless crooks. And Draymond Green said, oh, you can walk around. And Barkley said, yeah, with a bulletproof vest and security. He's right, of course. Robberies grew 38% last year in Oakland. Burglaries are up 23%. Car theft up 44%. 1 in 30 residents have had their car stolen last year. Worth noting, the governor of California has issued a surge of 120 more California Highway Patrol officers to surround Oakland, and he sent in more prosecutors as well. Must be an election year. A record number of Americans this year are going to turn 65. They're calling it the Silver Tsunami. So if you're one of these, you're not alone. You're one of 4.1 million Americans who are going to turn 65 this year. 65-year-olds today are healthier and wealthier than any 65-year-old has ever been. And if you hit 65, you're likely to live another 20 years. We also have a record number of people over 65 who are working. In 1990, it was 11% of people who are 65 were working. Today, it's 19%. We will always share stories of heroism on the O'Reilly Update. A 23-year-old mom outside of Atlanta, Madison Hope Somerville, ran into her burning home to try and save her three children from the fire. She did, but she died from smoke inhalation. Her family wants you to know that she's an organ donor, and she will be saving eight more lives as well. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This week on the podcast, we're talking about the command, Remember Lot's Wife. You can check that out anywhere you listen to podcasts. The great Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Tuesday, the unintended consequences of New York State targeting Donald Trump for destruction will become apparent shortly. Doesn't matter what you think of the former president, there is little justice on display in this unprecedented attack by state officials. Corruption comes in many forms. People in powerful positions are obligated to treat everyone fairly. That's obviously not happening when a judge fines a person $400 million for a civil violation that has never been prosecuted before. There were plenty of high fives after the Trump fine and corporate banishment by a leftist judge who will be overturned, I predict. But those congratulatory signals are foolish in the extreme. New York City is now a place of violence and oppression. The smart money knows the progressives in charge of the city and state have ruined the quality of life and destroyed the criminal and civil justice systems. Thus, the exodus out of New York will continue, and so will the human suffering that anarchy causes. There is a clear tenet in America that the punishment must fit the crime. When you have people in charge who could not care less about equal justice, who abuse their power in frightening ways, who are dancing on the embers of a once great city, then it is literally survival time. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let us go to the mail. Jim Thompson, Loveland, Colorado. Bill, just read your new column that asks if Trump can win the election. Hard to imagine President Trump choosing his battles more carefully because he wants revenge. You're correct. People will vote for Biden to keep Trump out of the White House. You know, I fear that. I wish Trump would pivot into being more of a statesman. But I understand that he's got to stand up for himself. But he got to bring in his policy successes during his 4 years to a much more visible degree if he wants to win the election. Linda Rudd, Juneau, Alaska. Since there are no victims in the New York state civil case, who gets the $350 million? The state of New York gets it. To pay it right into the treasury. Larry LaDuc, Frankfort, Michigan. Bill, forget about asylum. What are the existing laws dealing with crossing the border illegally? Nobody ever talks about the laws already on the books. I know this is a right-wing thing about enforce the laws on the books, but it's chaos. There are a million different laws in a million different circumstances. And now there's really only one law that matters. Every single migrant that crosses asks for asylum because they know as soon as they do that, they'll be released into the country. But the whole immigration across the border, southern and northern, because now we reports today that they're coming in from Canada too, has to be revamped. Whole thing. Okay? If you don't, gonna continue to have this. John McGrate, Lynn Haven, Florida. Why doesn't our government freeze George Soros' money in the U.S. so he can't help liberal DAs destroy America? Because that would be illegal. You can't just freeze somebody's money. Come on, this isn't Putin here. I get mail like that all the time. Oh, they arrest George Soros. On what? In a moment, something you might not know.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 32 years ago today, a Texas billionaire announced his candidacy for president of the United States. While the businessman failed to win the White House, he launched the most successful third-party campaign in history. Here is the story of Ross Perot. He was born June 1930, Texarkana, Texas. He joined the Navy, then worked at IBM. In 1962, Perot quit his job, formed a company called Electronic Data Systems. He sold that business to General Motors for $2.5 billion. On February 20, 1992, Ross Perot said this on the Larry King program.
We're the owners of this country. We don't act like the owners. We act like white rabbits that get programmed by messages coming out of Washington. We own this place.
Is there any scenario in which you would run for president? Can you give me a scenario in which you'd say, okay, I'm in?
Well, number one, I don't want to.
I know, but is
number
there a scenario?
Two, you know, if you're that serious, you, the people, are that serious, you register me in 50 states.
Perot earned widespread popularity among independent voters. Both Democrats and Republicans listened to him. Some crossed over to vote for him. Unlike his traditional opponents, Ross focused exclusively on the economy. He opposed the North American Free Trade Agreement, promising to eliminate the country's national debt. In total, Ross Perot spent $65 million of his own money on his campaign. Well, on Election Day 1992, 20 million Americans cast a ballot for the billionaire. That's 19% of the popular vote. But he carried zero states. And Bill Clinton defeated President Bush, 370 electoral votes to 168. And here's something else you might not know. While Perot failed to win, his campaign swayed the election towards Clinton. Polls show Perot siphoned fiscal conservatives away from Bush, while liberal voters were unconvinced by Perot's economic message. After his defeat, Ross Perot launched a series of small businesses. He died in Dallas July 9, 2019, at the age of 89. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.